I'm Norman Corwin. The games people play within the institution known as parenthood can sometimes be more bruising than professional football. In a program named Letter from an Only Child, the writer Don Ballack takes a sharp look at certain differences between what we tell ourselves and what we tell others, including those close to us. We begin in a minute from now.
Springtime is what in the world to wear time. Find the answer at the Singer Spring Sale. Save $60 on the golden touch and sew machine in this handsome cabinet. Touch a dial to switch a stitch. Save on more than 150 sewing machine and cabinet combinations. The Singer 1 to 36 credit plan helps you have it all. Sew yourself into the spring scene at your Singer Sewing Center now.
It used to be that handicapped children were shut away from the rest of us, but times have changed. Today, a great deal can be done for handicapped children through special education. In fact, no matter how severely a child may be handicapped, he can be helped toward a full and happy life. You can find out the location of your nearest special education program or facility by writing Closer Look, Box 1492, Washington, D.C. This is Paul Newman. Thank you.
Me. I'm just a wreck. I don't know what I need, a nap, a drink, a funny joke, a fit of hysterics, perhaps, but something. I hate feeling this way when Michael's due home. Oh, is the damned letter all right? Happens every time I try to write to them. Oh, Michael, where are you? You're a half hour late. How easy it used to be writing to Mom and Dad. In person, forget it. But the letters were so special, we really seemed to get through to one another. And now even they're no good. Can't think of anything to say. Oh, it's really bad. Why do I get so upset? I love them. But why so much? I shouldn't have to need my parents that much. I have Michael and the children and a very nice home.
You have a very nice home, dear. I'm glad your father and I could make the trip to see it.
I am too, Mother.
They really built these old places.
Michael and I were planning on buying a new home, but... Well, it'd be too big a jump for us right now.
It certainly beats that apartment you had.
It's very roomy, dear.
Well, we like it.
I mean, after all, it isn't as if you couldn't have a new house if you really wanted it badly enough.
How do you mean, Dad?
Well, Mike's doing it the hard way, isn't he? And there are a lot of big firms that would employ a smart young lawyer like him if he wasn't so set on being a nonconformist.
Oh, Dad, please.
Oh, I'm not really criticizing. I'm sure there's room for an idealist or two in the world.
Yeah, but you say idealist like you really mean fool.
I said idealist, didn't I?
But he did mean fool. It's always been that way. They say one thing, but you can tell that they mean something else. And I always wind up in the wrong because... Well, how can you fight a thing like that?
As long as you know our situation and you don't have any complaints, why should it matter what your parents think?
Oh, darling, it just does. I want them to approve of us.
Well, if they don't approve of us, I'd say they've got the problem, not us.
I know.
I admit, Al and Steve and I went into business together so we could practice law our way. And our way doesn't exactly thrill the corporate image crowd. So we get a lot of little oddball cases. So what? Are we poor?
Oh, darling, of course not.
Right. We own a house. The kids are healthy. We've got a little money in the bank.
Oh, you don't have to justify anything to me.
I know that, but your father brings it out in me. He has a way of looking at me like he knows I'm actually on relief, and he's trying like hell not to show how much it's upsetting him.
Mike, how's it going?
Oh, we're living, John.
That's good. As long as you're happy, I suppose that's the important thing.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Hey, listen, you know, Irma and I are willing to give a hand if ever you run a little short.
Thanks, John. Nice of you to offer.
Any time at all.
Thanks. The only thing is, what gave you the impression we were hard up?
Oh, I didn't exactly have the impression you were hard up, but let's be realistic. Betty and you have been married now for 8 years. It's still a struggle. That concerns us.
Looks pretty dark to you, huh?
Don't get me wrong, Mike. Let's just say that things might have turned out a little better for you kids, and they haven't. That's all I mean.
I guess what it all boils down to is that Mom and Dad can't speak their minds from the start. With them, everything is hints and innuendos. Drives us crazy.
I hope you and Michael find what you're looking for, dear.
Now, what kind of a thing is that to say?
Did I say something wrong?
Well, you said you hope Michael and I find what we're looking for. Like, whatever it is must be the most stupid thing imaginable.
I didn't mean that. Betty, you get the strangest impressions.
Is it just me? Or do I always imagine that there's something lurking behind what they say to me?
Your folks are okay in some ways, honey. But I don't think I've ever been able to really believe two words they've said to me.
I guess that's it. They can't tell the truth. Why? What could they be hiding? Oh, my, that's an awful way to be. Oh, it must have started a long time ago between them. Because I don't think that they could be any different now if they tried with everything that's in them. I wonder where it all started. Weren't they truthful even in the beginning before they were married? I can't imagine that they were.
Oh, hold me, John.
Oh, darling.
What did they mean when they spoke to one another?
You're all I have.
What did they really mean?
You're all I can get.
Oh, you're all I can get too, Emma.
Was that hidden meaning there, even then?
The world hates me.
Oh, Irma, can you know how alike we are? The world hates me, too.
I'm so frightened all the time. I just don't see how much longer I can go on.
Oh, I know. I'm just a little boy, and the world doesn't even know it. It insists on treating me like a grown-up.
Darling, I get that all the time.
I've got to find a way out of this mess. I can't be strong like all the big people.
I know.
If we were married, we could hide together.
John, I've got to tell you something. And if you're not intimidated by it, darling, I'll kill myself and leave a note blaming you.
What is it, dear?
I'm pregnant.
Oh, hell, no!
Oh, I let it happen. I know you're weak enough to marry me because of it.
Oh, but I've got to be taken care of. That's why I wanted to get married. I've never even considered being a parent.
But you'll marry me anyway, won't you?
Yes. After all, I could always hold it against you. You know, that you tricked me into marrying you. It's a nice feeling. Mm-hmm. Knowing that I can rebuke you with my nobility and your treachery.
Oh, yes. I'll never take that away from you, darling.
And, you know, you're the only thing I wanted, a woman. You're safe. You're dumb. Plain. And you'll always stick by me. Nobody else would ever want you.
I'll always stick on you, John.
I love you.
And I love you. You're nothing, John. You're just exactly what I've always known I deserved.
Oh, you know, everything looks so black and hopeless, and now I feel so relieved.
Maybe now the world won't hate us so much.
Well, I hope you're right, because I'm just a little boy.
John, I swear to you by all I can't understand, that I will never, never expect you to be a man.
Oh, do you know how happy I am? I'm the happiest kid in the world.
Anything wrong, ma'am?
Oh, no, Sheriff. Just sliding this camper onto my beautiful new Dodge pickup. Gee, I love my Dodge. And this tailgate slides off so nice and easy.
Oh, here, let me help you.
Oh, well, thank you, Sheriff. Would you mind holding it for a minute? And this new sliding window is so much fun. Careful now, Sheriff. I'm backing up. Next time you visit your Dodge dealer, take a test drive in one of these new Dodge pickups. You'll just love it.
Looks like a tough shot, George.
Everything must be tough for George, now that the little woman's taken a job.
Nothing's changed, guys.
Oh, but the kids, the laundry.
Yeah, how long can you go on wearing new shirts?
This shirt seemed more pool than... In fact, Rita keeps it looking good with these.
Salvo tablets, though. Hey, it would be simpler.
But Rita has things well in hand.
Ta-da! From an old family recipe.
Salvo tablets make life a little simpler for the working woman.
Would you sew this patch on, please?
A United States ski team.
What does the ski team do for the United States?
Well, they represent our country all over the world. They compete against France, Italy, Japan, Russia. They help improve our foreign relations.
They improve our relations with Russia? How do I get the badge?
Introducing General Electric's new toaster oven. We call it king size because it does big things, like toasting 4 slices of most breads, or top browning 4 cheese sandwiches, or 35 party snacks. It can bake 6 potatoes, or eggplant parmesan, or a complete frozen dinner. GE's toaster oven now comes in 2 sizes, king size and regular size. Who knows more about a toaster oven than General Electric? After all, we invented them.
Baby.
You won't change your mind?
No, why should I?
You don't mind, then?
No. This just might be the answer.
What do you mean, John?
Well, getting married may be the break I'm just looking for.
Really?
Well, you see, attending law school all the past year and working nights in the clearinghouse, well, that's just too much. But the clearinghouse might just offer me a pretty good job. Nothing big, of course, because I'd be starting at the bottom.
What about law school?
That's what I mean when I say that marriage might be my big break. Only grown-ups can get through law school. It's too tough for a little kid like me. I'd never make it. I've always known I would have quit eventually, but until now I couldn't figure out a way of doing it and avoid the humiliation and disgrace of everyone knowing that I'm a fake. So, are you ready for this? With you and me getting married, plus the baby coming, I have the perfect alibi for running out on school. But that's not all. It gets better, folks. Because not only am I saved from pretending I'm a grown-up, but for the rest of my life, I can pose as a gifted lawyer who sacrificed a great career for the sake of his wife and child. Why, I'll be positively noble.
Oh, John, you'll be positively noble.
By God, I'm catching on to this shirking business after all.
So afraid.
I know, but it's got to be done.
Well, can't you come with me?
No, it must be done alone. You know that. Go on now.
Oh, my God, I can't bear the pain. Stop it. Stop it. Why did I do it? Oh. Take this horrible thing out of me. Oh. Oh, you'll pay for that, my baby. For the rest of your life, you'll pay for that.
Yeah, Matt. We'll always have its gratitude for the gift of life. What an unpayable debt it will always owe us.
Always. I'll see it never forgets.
Don't you want another child?
I will never have another child.
The big people will always ask why.
I'm at this very moment developing serious female complications.
Will it hurt badly?
Terribly. I couldn't possibly have another child. This was never meant to happen to me. I was never given the kind of life I should have had. Nobody thought I should be given any happiness. I waited as long as possible for the world to do something for me. And then I had to give up. The world certainly owes me an explanation for how rotten it's treated me. I'll never forgive it. My constant pain will always be present for the world to see. My pain will be the mark of the world's guilt. Oh, that sound. Month after month, week after week.
Well, it's still a baby.
Oh, I know it's still a baby.
How insignificant it is.
Completely defenseless.
Just think. It's ours, and we can make it do or be anything we choose.
I believe in strict punishment and reward for a child.
I've never been in a position of authority before. I could never imagine anything smaller than myself.
I wonder if it has any idea of the kind of pain I have to live with just so it can exist.
Diapers.
Filth.
Formula.
Sucking, birthing.
Clothes.
Larger apartment.
Pediatrician bills. Carriage.
Stroller.
Diapers. Ugh. Look at her smile.
It looks like it's stretching out its arms to us.
What funny little sounds.
I wonder what it's saying.
Look at them.
Can't be saying anything.
They're gods.
It looks like it is anyway.
You're beautiful. Hold me, gods.
I think it's wet.
Oh. I love you.
John, would you please? You know how sick that makes me.
Well, it makes me sick, too, but I'll do it. I'll even the score some other time.
Oh, he's picking me up.
Hey, Emma, look, it's walking.
Oh, my pain.
You're all next week and it's walking already.
Remember, my baby, being able to walk is no excuse for getting into things that will make messes for Mommy to clean up.
And Daddy, too.
Being a baby is no excuse for anything as far as I am concerned.
Grown-ups never take into account that I'm a little boy when I do bad things.
You're right. We all get punished and so will you.
Daddy?
It's first word.
Only speak when spoken to, dear.
May I have a cookie?
No.
May I have a bicycle?
No.
May I go out to play?
No.
May I go to the movies?
No.
May I buy a new dress with a senior prom?
You're all one is good enough.
May I?
Quiet.
We've heard enough.
Stop it! Stop it!
What's the matter with you?
I can never do anything I want.
We've always given you everything a girl can get
but
by
it's
with.
It's always what you want.
Listen, young one, we gave you life. You never had to ask us for that, but we gave it to you anyway.
So we'll decide what else to give you.
But can't you see how I'm going? Go to your room, please.
Go to your room.
I believe in strict punishment for a child.
Smart.
Oh.
What is it?
My belly pains.
Do you want to go inside and lie down?
No, she can hear me all right from here. Oh.
Safeway always guarantees quality and gives you extra services, such as ground beef labeling, so you know exactly what kind of ground beef you're buying. Now, here's Safeway's regular ground beef. A lot of flavor and juiciness, low price. Safeway's lean ground beef, very tasty. Extra lean, very little shrinkage in cooking. Super lean, satisfying to hearty beef eaters. Safeway gives you your choice and guarantees your satisfaction. Safeway offers you more because Safeway has more to offer.
There are many reasons why you should buy this General Electric coffee maker. It makes 9 delicious cups of coffee. It has peek-a-brew so you can see how much water to use and how much coffee's left. It has a keeps warm feature to keep your coffee hot and flavorful hour after hour. It has GE's mini brew basket if you only want 2 or 3 cups. Most important, it's 100% washable, completely immersible, every last inch of it. And a good clean pot means a good cup of coffee.
I'm a dirty, worthless, ungrateful, stupid, ugly...
What?
I'm nothing.
You got a beautiful body.
You're crude.
Is that worse than being nothing?
What do you want with me?
I'm finding out.
What's your name?
Michael.
I'm Betty.
Yes, I've been watching you.
You have?
Yes.
Why?
You fascinate me.
How could I fascinate anyone?
I don't know. I can only speak for myself.
Well, what do you see in me?
I see you. I recognize you.
That's a funny thing to say. What do you recognize?
All the beautiful things you know are in you but haven't seen yet.
You see that in me?
Yes, I told you. I know who you are.
And you can show me?
Yes.
I've never before really felt...
beautiful.
Yes.
You are.
And you... so much about you.
Like what?
Virility, love, tenderness, strength.
I was almost afraid they didn't show anymore.
I want to be with you.
Right now, it'll be too soon.
Wait for me. I want to be presentable.
Going out again tonight?
Yes, Dad.
Same guy?
Yes, Michael.
That's been going on for quite a while.
Don't you like him?
I don't know him.
Oh, but Dad, we're going to be married.
I don't like him.
Why?
Well, he looks threatening.
Oh, Michael loves me.
What's he like?
Wonderful.
How prepared is he to deal with me?
He's looking forward to meeting you.
Is he at least inferior?
Oh, Michael's a fine man.
Is he inferior enough to be my son-in-law? Will he take my advice when I give it? That's the least I can expect.
He's attending law school.
Law school? Well, I'll discourage him straight about that. He mustn't finish. He can't.
Michael's going to be a great lawyer.
Do you want to make a fool out of your father?
He respects you.
How do you expect me to go on duping myself with a grown-up for a son-in-law? It's too much, I tell you.
Daddy, I'm sorry you're so upset, but whether you approve or not, we are going to be married. So I want very badly for you to approve. I want you to meet Michael.
I know what he's like. Superior. How can you?
Father, please.
Ever since you were born, I've dreamt of destroying your husband as I was destroyed. Now you want to take that away from me?
But why don't you just talk to him? Maybe he won't be as bad as you think.
Betty, you're my daughter. And I want to be as unfair as possible. I'd be glad to talk to him.
Oh, he's waiting. Michael, I've told Dad all about us.
Well, you don't look as if you approved of the idea.
Now, just a minute, young man. This is a threatening matter, and I'm prepared to be perfectly unreasonable.
I'll leave you two alone.
I don't suppose there's anything I can do to intimidate you out of this situation.
No, sir.
Well, now, let's see what kind of a chance I've got. Got any money?
Well, not very much.
Well, a father-in-law's most effective weapon is money. The least I can do is to buy you out whenever you need it. Now, what about this law school nightmare?
Yeah, I'll finish in 2 years.
Well, in many words, I don't want you to finish.
Why?
Well, in even many more words than before, it'll make me impotent. Now, I couldn't do it, so you mustn't. Not if you're marrying my daughter.
I see.
Now, I'm prepared to dangle before you a nice humiliating position in the clearinghouse. I'm the chief supervisor, you know.
Well, that's very kind of you.
And a nice big money bribe as a wedding gift besides.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Why, in no time at all, you'll be as safe and as mediocre as Irma and I.
I hope you won't think I'm ungrateful, but I want to be a lawyer and I want to marry your daughter. Now, I'm sorry if it doesn't please you, but I can't...
All right! I won't discuss it further. If I did, I'd lose outright, so I won't discuss it. Logically, I haven't lost yet.
Anything you say.
Your folks get any money?
No.
Well, I'll be pleased to have you indebted to me as much as possible. It's the least I can do to ruin you with.
Oh, thank you very much. You're very generous.
Not at all, not at all.
You two finished?
It's all right, I think.
Oh, Daddy, thank you.
Betty, you have my defeated consent and my sick envy.
You're wonderful.
Go away now. I can't look at you. Please be unhappy together. And come back, Betty, as soon as he fails.
We'll be very happy together. I love her very much.
Bye, Dad.
Goodbye.
I do.
I do.
It's just you and me.
You raise a daughter to be a failure, and she marries the first grown-up that comes along.
I will never recognize this man.
I will never stop trying to get her back.
I need her for my continued existence.
I need her for my continued existence.
We will never stop trying to get her back.
John, I'm very tired.
Why don't you go in and have some pains?
Will you come and watch?
Of course, dear.
Oh, well, I guess I'll never know. Count my blessings, as the saying goes.
Oh, hello.
Michael, where were you?
Oh, we're busy arranging a small surprise.
What?
Yeah, where are the kids?
Well, they're upstairs watching TV, Michael. Michael, help me!
What have you been wanting to do more than anything else the past 2 years?
A trip? A vacation?
Right.
Oh, Michael, where? When?
Tomorrow morning and any place you say.
I can't believe it.
The firm has made enough money off me. We're taking a month.
A month? Oh. Michael, I wonder.
What?
My parents. Do you think we could...
Oh, come on. Let's not go into that.
They've been on my mind so much lately.
I want a vacation, for God's sake. Not an autopsy.
Michael, just... Please, just for 1 hour.
Is it really that important?
Yes.
Then if that's the case...
Oh, Michael, then we can visit?
Sure, we'll call a truce.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. Oh, my God, Michael. Is that what you mean to me?
We both know better.
Why did I call you that? Am I sick?
Listen to me. I not only love you, I admire and respect you because everything you are and everything you've done deserves it. Don't ever question that. This feeling you have for your parents, I don't understand it. I wish I did. Whatever it is, I don't think it's just love for them.
I want so desperately to please them because I never have. All my life I've felt it, that they've wanted something so terribly important for me, and I've never been able to give it.
Well, maybe it wasn't yours to give.
But what?
I don't know. Your independence, maybe. Your soul.
Michael, I don't think I want to see my parents now. I think I'll just write letters. I'm going to work this out. I promise.
Do I look worried?
No.
There's something I didn't include in what I said to you before.
What?
I like you, too.
Oh, Michael.
Let's go tell the kids.
You really think I'm pretty good, huh?
Yeah, you're okay.
Georgia!
Ellen!
Kathy!
Feeling better, dear?
Yes, look.
I wonder. Yeah, it's from Betty, all right.
Oh, I'm glad. I miss her terribly. I miss her vulnerability.
I do, too.
Why don't you come out on the porch and read it to me?
All right.
All that's happened and all we've given her, I think Betty must love us very much.
Why shouldn't she? We're her parents.
Yes.